Well, here we are. It's actually Friday, but it's Thursday, kind of late. And it's been a long day and a very emotional day. Started, we all know, with learning about what happened the previous night with a just awful, awful accident, which took two people's lives and injured many, many others. And it was hard to sort of walk out the door today and know that today was going to be another day at South by Southwest. You knew it was going to be different. I started my day off going to a band called Gems, which is a hometown band, and I saw a bunch of hometown friends.
Our hometown being Washington, D.C.
Yes, thank you very much. Yeah, and it was kind of a nice way to start the day, just with friends and music that was very thoughtful music, so it felt really good. Everything seemed to just be magnified emotionally for me, seeing Typhoon, which Kyle Morton is a fellow who writes songs about maybe there's not going to be another day, because in his life, having suffered Lyme disease and kidney transplants as a kid, writes about the beauty of the everyday, and that was so powerful to see that today.
I felt like there was and this is very natural, there was kind of a slow ramping up to the day. You know, you'd kind of walk around and you'd hear this kind of tentative sound checking. I actually walked, I'm the hotel where I'm staying is right kind of at the other end of where the tragedy last night took place. And so I had to walk through it to get kind of back into festival life. And there are all these banks of TV cameras and police everywhere. And it was just very muted. But you'd hear, and even in the clubs that were most affected, you would hear this kind of tentative check, check, check. And that was kind of a little what a lot of the day felt like to me was a ramping up. I didn't actually start seeing music until 2 o'clock when I saw a band I'm really coming to love from LA called No. Which is, I mean, it's we all hate to just throw around comparisons, but
it helps.
But it does help, for bands you've never heard of. It's like The National, but a little bit more with a little more anthemic, a little bit more.
Does the singer have that sort of baritone?
Yeah, voice kind of that deep baritone and a certain darker quality to it, but not quite as brooding. A little bit more. Rocket and just a tremendous set of songs. That's been one of the bands like ramping up to South by Southwest that I've been getting more and more excited about. And their set this afternoon was a great one for me.
I wasn't sure what to expect today, and I think the word tentative you used, Stephen, was a good way to describe how I sort of left the hotel and stepped out into the world. And the first set I caught was by Autumn Defense, which is this project from the Wilco members, John Surratt and Pat Sassone. And they just perfectly set the tone, I thought, for the day. It was just sweet and beautiful and reflective. It just sort of put this sort of warm glow over the morning and set the tone for the rest of the day. And then, as you said, Stephen, everything just sort of started to warm up and everyone started to, I think, feel a little more comfortable with the music and with being out here.
I took a number of pictures of children here today, one of them petting a pig, and it just absolutely made me just appreciate so much. And it was just a perfect moment for me, because this festival is filled with people who show their flair and style, but we were all these little kids wheeled around in strollers at one point, and that child reaching for the nose of the pig was just a beautiful
moment. I like the fact that you're able to pluck that out of the crowd of vomiting frats.
That was my rainbow.
There is that element. Rainbow. I actually had ended up seeing quite a few shows today, but the only one I really feel like saying much about is Perfume Genius. This is Mike Andreas, artist from Seattle, who has put out a couple records. He played at St. David's Episcopal Church, and I honestly went just because I couldn't get into a couple of the other shows I wanted to, and I thought, you know what, I'll go chill at the church. And I ended up, I don't know what it is about seeing shows there, but I have seen so many shows that I have ended up sobbing through. Sharon Van Etten.
And not this year.
I mean in previous years. Yeah. The Patrick Watson show we saw a couple years ago. So I was back at the church, sat down for Perfume Genius, and it ended up having this moment with just this release when he played the song from his first record called Look Out, Look Out. I'm getting a little emotional now just thinking about it, but there was something, the music was just very sweet and reflective and very intimate. You know, just hearing him sing those words got me thinking about all the families and my family. You know, when we come here, we're away from our families for a week. You know, it was just a very moving moment for me, and I just fell in love with that music. And so happy I had that moment with Perfume Genius and thankful.
Yeah, I had a nice little church moment too, where I went. I went through this little stretch of I need to cleanse my palate. I'd seen this really lovely singer named Aisha Burns, recommended to me by Katie Presley, who's been on these podcasts. You know, singer songwriter, backed by a guitarist and a cellist, and her voice had this kind of hypnotic, room filling quality to it that kind of this echoey grace. But I'm sitting on the floor, and it's carpeted floor, and I'm like, I need to go see Big Frida. And so I get up and I realize I'm like short on time, so I kind of like almost running, over to see Big Frida performs, New Orleans Bounce. Her greatest hit is Ass Everywhere, which she was playing when I got there. And I found like 15 minutes of Bounce is kind of your perfect dose. It is not designed to be innovative. It is not designed to be versatile. It is designed to be just an overload. I mean, they're just playing a track and dancing and yelling. And it's really fantastic. I find it just a fantastically celebratory experience. But then when it was over, I needed to cleanse my palate again and went back to the church where I saw a singer from the Twin Cities who I just love named Haley Bonner.
Oh, yeah.
Who I've probably talked about on the show before. I've been raving about her for years and years and years. But, you know, every once in a while you go back to your staples, people you know you're going to love.
Yeah. I saw Leif Volbeck. I don't know if you know him, but he has a
singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
I ran into him at the church, and he's like, oh, thank you so much for all your coverage. And I said, Bob was just at your show. And he said, I heard he was at the show, but I didn't see him.
He has this...
He knew you were there.
That's cool. A bit of a Van Morrison sort of sound to him. Beautiful. But then I also saw Royal Teeth.
Oh,
and
yeah?
And if you take a look at the Instagram at Tiny Desk, you'll see this almost... I mean, I've never seen a face that so describes the sound of a band, right? It's part cartoon, part joy. You want to sing the melody, and the whole crowd
at the confetti.
I mean, everybody. I don't know how everybody in this place knew the song, but everybody was there.
We talked about this the other night. I mean, that is just about to be a gigantic, gigantic band.
Royal Teeth will be the fun period, as
exactly.
You guys mentioned. I had that experience today, and it was a wonderful joy.
I saw a charming band that I got into while putting together the Austin 100 called Golden Youth. And they really had me thinking about, like, how much... I don't want to say... I mean, derivativeness is such a harsh word, but, like, when a band sounds like something you really love, like trying to triangulate exactly the right balance of that. And they particularly have this song called We Are Alive, which again, is going to especially resonate today. All the instrumentation sounded so much like Yancey, but I love Yancey much.
Yeah, we need more Yancey.
Yeah, and I mean, if you haven't heard it, it's on the Austin 100, but it even has like that boom, 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 and all these, ooh. Anyway, very, very like beautiful swelling. Like I definitely returned again and again to kind of beautiful grandiosity.
I'd say Diane Coffey was the best show I saw today. Absolutely left it all on stage. This is Sean Fleming from Foxygen. This is his project he started since Foxygen. And he's just a very theatrical... I could see him saying afterwards, like, I like to give 100%. I mean, he really just... really threw himself.
He reminded me a lot of David Johansen, New York Dolls, mm-hmm. kind of look to him, and kind of Iggy moves and rousing. Yeah. Absolutely rousing. I agree. I was also at that show.
I was just floored by their performance. So happy to see that.
We all ended the night at Future Islands.
Yes.
Which, you know, I think that television show with David Letterman is making that band. I mean, their record speaks...
No, the band's making the band.
He just let everybody see it.
Yeah. You know, that's the thing, right? You know?
It's, you're totally right. You're totally right. But I also think their record, which is called Singles, which is just that. It is a sound for them that everything is so contagious and
but also odd. Also genuinely strange.
I felt that the show was kind of defiant almost. Just watching him punch the air and pump his fists and, you know, encouraging everyone to crowd surf. But like you said, completely infectious.
And if anybody wants more than just the animated GIFs that are floating around of him performing on Letterman, he did do a Tiny Desk concert.
That's right.
He did a Tiny Desk concert, which I did not know that was in him
at
all.
And it was 2 years ago.
It was 2 years ago. They brought the biggest amplifiers other than the XX than anyone has. That was pretty fabulous.
And we're also doing the first listen on the record, the singles record.
Oh, wonderful.
Island, so we'll have that.
That's great. So we're here 2 full days.
Two more days, Friday and Saturday.
And sets from Stubbs, we have?
Khalees is up now, and we're working on getting some more stuff from the other shows up for you, too. Right,
so we'll have video, this video up then. And that Khalees show was just a fantastic show.
Oh, my God, 12-piece band.
Yeah. I look forward to tomorrow.
Yeah, we got a lot more music to discover in these last 2 days. I know there's a bunch of stuff that I'm really, really keen to see.
Awesome.
Thanks, Bob.
Good night, all.
Thank you, Bob.